Day 2, for the moments I feel faint. Never underestimate my Jesus. You're telling me there's no hope? I'm telling you you're wrong. Never underestimate my Jesus. When the world around you crumbles, he will be strong, he will be strong. By Relent K. While God's peace is always available to us, we don't always feel it. Today we're going to study why that might be and what we should do if we do not feel peace. Do you feel at peace today? Why or why not? There is such a thing as false peace. This is when people pretend there is a peace when there is underlying turmoil. This is described in Jeremiah 8:11, which says, "They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace." Are you in conflict with others? Is there a situation that is affecting your peace? Sometimes we don't feel at peace because we feel a distance between us and God. God will never leave you, but sometimes we make the choice to walk away from him. Are you in sin? Is there something you should be doing that you haven't done yet? The cure for this lack of peace is to go to God. Tell him why you do not feel at peace. He wants to hear from you, your every concern, and he cares and is compassionate to you. I saw a pin on Pinterest that had the best acronym for faith. It said, "Forwarding all issues to heaven." I just love that. We can take whatever our issues are, big or small, and just press the forward button on them and send them to God. And we don't have to worry afterwards because he will handle it. We don't need to do anything else. It's that simple. It's simple because Jesus knows our hurts, pain, rejection, and anger. He experienced them too while on earth, and he promises to go through them with us. We are going to go through many storms in life. God never promises to take us around those storms, but to be with us in the storms. Jesus' presence should comfort and calm us during those times. Remember that God is bigger than anything we may go through. Be encouraged now by the words of Isaiah 43:1-2. But now, this is what the Lord says, "He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." What great news! We will not drown. God will heal our hearts and there will be sunshine again. We can know where security comes from: a loving God. As I write today's study, I'm having the worst day. I feel like I'm drowning and I feel like I'm in a hopeless situation. But those are my feelings, not truth. I am so blessed in writing this for you because this is what God is teaching me today. My earthly situation is unbelievably frustrating. I'm an emotional wreck, but I see now that I have the hope I need to make it through because I'm not going to drown. I don't know how, but God is going to pull me through this dark time. I look forward to that sunshine, and I'm so glad to know that I'm not alone as I walk through a very alone feeling situation. Our peace comes from God's authority over this world, not from our circumstances. Our peace comes from knowing who holds the world in his hands and knowing that he is for us. He's on your side and wants the best for you. God uses our deep pain for divine purposes. We won't see it right away, and sometimes we won't see it in this lifetime. But occasionally, we are later able to reflect on the amazing ways he uses our circumstances. Can you think of a time when God used something difficult in your life for your good?